South Sudan President Salva Kiir says the country is home to the one of the largest migrations of animals in Africa. Last year, the country did an aerial survey of the land around the Boma and Badinglo National Parks and Jonglei region referred to as the Great Nile Migration Landscape. At an event on Tuesday, Kiir thanked the Ministry of Wildlife Conservation and Tourism for working hard to protect the country's natural resources.
Today, with great pride, I announce that the findings of this census to our nation and the international community is that it has brought us to number one. The total wildlife population in South Sudan is estimated at 5.8 million. Mabruk, Rizima, Timbatak, you must keep increasing them, not decreasing the animals.
South Sudan's Minister of Wildlife Conservation and Tourism, Rizik Zakaria, encourages tourists to visit the country's national parks.
We are sending this message that we are a country to visit based on these marvelous findings. In the today events, we are celebrating the findings of only 10%. And by the way, Boma and Bandigulo constitute only 10% of our protected areas. We have other 16 protected areas plus the other tourism aspects. This finding constitute only 10% of the entire protected areas of the country. Hopefully soon we will be inviting to the unearthing of the rest. I'm quite sure such events will continue as long as we are still digging deep.
Charles Wells, the chief of operations at the non-profit conservation group African Park, says his organization is committed to working with the government of South Sudan and local communities to protect vital ecosystems in the country.
As this migration crosses the border into Ethiopia, we should also coordinate our efforts to safeguard the shared national assets regionally. Traditionally, local communities sustainably harvest the migration antelope species for their own use. Any conservation intervention therefore needs to support this use, because these communities are the custodians of the landscape and its wildlife, and have been for generations.
The government of South Sudan and the African Parks signed a 10-year agreement in 2022 to manage the Boma and the Badinglo National Parks. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.